Lately, there's been a lot of breast-beating, fist-slamming, head-slapping outrage over Joe Manchin pulling the plug on the latest attempt to address climate change. Big surprise, considering he has business ties to the coal industry, gets a small fortune in donations from the oil and gas industry, and basically is a supposed Democrat in a state that voted Trump by a huge margin. Poor Joe. He gets to be the scapegoat for us radical leftists. But, come on, Joe isn't really the problem, is he? Every single member of the Republican Party votes against any bill that addresses global warming. Even some of the Democratic Party vote against cap and trade, emissions reductions, solar and wind subsidies, all those bills that really don't have a ghost of a chance against a block vote in the Senate by all those GOP ostriches who see obstruction as their best tactic to win back the White House. Maybe they really don't believe global warming is a reality. Just another Antifa myth to throw a curveball at the gullible public. Or, like COVID mask mandates and vaccinations, just big government telling us what to do. You know, like save lives. Of course, to be fair, they argue that it's better to lose a few old geezers to the virus than it is to harm the economy. Money talks, in case you live under a rock. And big money talks loud. You could argue that millions of hospitalizations and deaths would hurt the economy, but seriously, you still think logic works on a party of science deniers? England just broke its all-time high temperature yesterday by a whopping 3-plus degrees. India is setting records. America is setting records. Let's pretend it isn't man-made, just nature doing its natural thing. But I think most of the ostrich party knows it is man-made. They just don't want to cut into profits. They don't see sacrifice as a national good. Pretty clearly, they've made it clear that it's every man for himself in the USA. Good luck to the women, the trans, the gays, and lesbians. The Titanic might be sinking, but they'll be the first to elbow their way to the lifeboats. Good old American independence, Marlboro men all. Captains of their destiny, Ayn Randians to the end. Existential threat? Not for them. Their kids, maybe. Their grandkids, for sure. But, meanwhile, there's still money to be made. The cost for their progeny, well, let's just worry about the quarterly earnings and let them fend for themselves. History will not be kind. And when the sand they got their heads tucked into reaches sizzle, it may be too late for these birds. Just an underground shish kebab. Tastes exactly like chicken.